When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan Alugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Thursday, June 27th. Your Jaguars, they have been getting a little disrespect of late around the web. It is the dead period when it comes to football. Obviously, we've talked about the new stadium deal that was approved by City Council, which is great, great news for the Jacksonville Jaguars, a franchise moving in the right direction. But when you look around the web at some of these lists, some of these rankings, etc., the Jaguars are getting disrespected a bit. You know, wide receivers ranked 25th in the league by Trevor Sikkema over at PFF. And then you talk about Robert Mays saying that the Jaguars have the 14th best supporting cast for their quarterback in the entire AFC. Only two teams are worse. Then you talk about the defensive line being ranked by PFF, Sam Monson, 26th in the NFL. So 'tis the season for disrespect for the Jaguars. But we do have Chad Reuter over at NFL.com. He just put out his projected all-rookie team. One Jaguar made the list. We're going to talk about it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out JenJag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here. So the one Jaguar to make this all-rookie team might be a surpriser for you. Kicker Cam Little. I'm going to look at it here. Chad Reuter writes, Little was the third kicker selected in April, but he has shown an ability to deliver in the clutch, and I expect him to make multiple field goals of 55 plus yards as a rookie. That's a bold statement. Reuter continues, he never missed an extra point while at Arkansas and created touchbacks on over 85% of his kickoffs last season. The Jaguars tied for 8th in the NFL last season with 37 field goal attempts and tied for 4th with 10 attempts from 50 plus yards. If Jacksonville remains on that pace in 2024, Little should have plenty of opportunities to show off his confident swing. So yeah, I think that everything that he wrote there is pretty much on the money. Cam Little, you can tell, is super confident. He kind of has ice in his veins, it seems like, when it comes to clutch kicks. You've seen it on the practice field, his confidence, his swagger out there in interviews, and again, on the game field when he was at Arkansas. So the Jaguars selected him in the 6th round, and they expect him to be their kicker of the future. He has a big, big leg. He's also been perfect on extra points, great inside the 40 for his college career, very good from 50-plus last season, needs to dial it in a little bit, 40 to 49 yards. I think you could look for a little bit more consistency there. That should be close to automatic in the NFL from that distance. He's got the talent, just needs to hone his craft, continue to become a pro. This is a young, talented kicker, just needs to focus on becoming a little more consistent on some of these field goal attempts. And the sky's the limit for him. But yeah, 4 of 5 from 50-plus yards in 2023. If he can bring that to the Jaguars, make some of the kicks that Brandon McManus could not make last year, that could make a massive impact on wins and losses for the Jags. Like, we don't talk about special teams nearly enough, but special teams is critical. The Jaguars have been very good on special teams under Heath Farwell overall. Finding the kicker has been the issue, right? You went into the 2022 campaign and Riley Patterson was able to win that job, was a little bit shaky to start, did a great job down the stretch after the loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. I think he was close to perfect, maybe only missed one field goal the rest of the way, made a game winner in the playoffs, right? But not a guy with the strongest leg. So the Jaguars, moving into 2023, they say, hey, we're going to bring in Brandon McManus. This is a guy that has incredible talent, huge leg. He can make it from deep for us. And McManus did make some deep kicks. He was just also way too inconsistent. He missed a lot of critical kicks for the Jaguars last year. And so I think that there was that issue. There was also the issue that came up with what happened on the flight over to London. Now McManus isn't on a football team. He's being sued. The Jaguars are involved in that lawsuit. Not a pretty picture, but we'll see how that ends up playing out. Bottom line, McManus is no longer in Jacksonville or on another football team. Then they bring in, or they think they're bringing in, Will Lutz. Easy to forget about that one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was announced that the Jaguars had agreed to terms with Will Lutz on a 3-year deal. So they thought that they were bringing in their kicker for the next couple years at least. And it ended up falling through. Lutz decided not to come to the Jaguars. And then they signed Joey Sly. And Sly, he's been way too inconsistent in his NFL career to be relied upon as a steady kicker on a team trying to win it all, right? So now you bring in Cam Little in the sixth round, and you hope that he can be the guy. He has all the talent in the world. He has the confidence. Kicking, though, is a very volatile position. It's a position where confidence is key, where short memory is key, and where, you know, being able to repeat that swing, that kick, over and over and over again is critical. You got to have ice in your veins. It seems like Cam Little has a lot of the intangibles at kicker. He certainly has the tangibles with his leg strength, his accuracy, you know, especially on all the things inside of 30 yards, extra points, field goals inside of 30 yards. He was really dialed in from 50 plus, needs to make sure he's always dialed in that way. But a guy that has the talent to potentially be an all-rookie team type of guy and a kicker that the Jaguars can keep around for a long time. The Jaguars have a long history of having really good kickers. Like, this isn't a franchise that has been the most proud in the NFL over the last 30-plus years, but when you look at their kicker situations, they've had some awesome kickers. Mike Hollis, Josh Scobie. When Josh Lambeau was healthy, he was dynamite in Jacksonville. Like, when Josh Lambeau was healthy, before he got injured, during his time in Jacksonville, he was the most accurate kicker in football. Did he have the biggest leg? No, but could he make it from 50 plus? Absolutely. And so the Jaguars are hoping that Cam Little can now add to that legacy and that he can help them win football games and that they can feel confident in him in 2024 and beyond. That's obviously the goal. Now, when you talk about this all-rookie team, I was kind of looking around the rest of the group that was, named to this all-rookie team on NFL.com. I thought it was interesting looking at wide receiver because obviously Brian Thomas Jr. was a first-round pick. So you could look at him and say, does he have a chance to be on the all-rookie team? I certainly think he does have a chance. Now, Marvin Harrison Jr. I think is as close to a lock as anything, and they only put two rookies on this all-rookie team. The other one that was named to this group was Xavier Worthy. I do think that's interesting. Obviously, probably in the best situation when it comes to the offense he was dropped in, the quarterback he's catching passes from. But I think that when you look at the Chiefs' skill position, Travis Kelce's going to get more targets than Xavier Worthy. I think that Hollywood Brown is going to get more targets than Xavier Worthy. They brought him in for a reason. I think that he is super underrated in this whole offseason, that move for the Chiefs. I think Hollywood Brown's going to be big for them. And then we don't know what's going to happen with Rashee Rice, right? We don't know how that's going to play out. Potential suspension looming. Not sure what will happen there. But at best, Worthy is going to be the third target for the Kansas City Chiefs. So I think Brian Thomas Jr. has a chance, you know, especially being a bigger body guy who has incredible speed as well. He has a chance to score more touchdowns. I think he has a chance to catch more passes than Xavier Worthy. I do think there are other wide receivers you could make arguments for as well. Certainly, there's no question about it. Plenty of rookie wide receivers that are going to be thrust into big roles. Even though the Bears are loaded at wide receiver, Romo Dunze should be up there. Malik Nabers should be up there with the New York Giants. Keon Coleman could be a high volume target guy, even though I think the Bills will spread it out a lot. This is a guy that could step into the starting lineup there. So there's a number of receivers that could make this all rookie team. I do think Brian Thomas Jr. is one of them. But Cam Little named to the NFL.com projected all rookie team. Some nice love for the Jacksonville Jaguars there. Let me know what you think about Cam Little, what you think about this all rookie team in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.